Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And, of course, welcome to Margaret and Janice. We want to start right out with the movie, and Margaret's going to tell us about that. You know, you're in the movie business, Margaret.
Well, not really. Our movies are free. You can't beat that. At our meeting, our state meeting in May, we saw the movie Iron-Jawed Angels, and we were so impressed we wanted everybody to see it. So we have brought it to Atlantic, and we are going to put it on at Iowa Western Community College on October 24th, and we would like as many men and women there as we can. Like I said, it's free popcorn.
You just add a little motivation then, don't you? A little popcorn. Who, you know, what's greater than a movie and popcorn?
So. That's right. You get free popcorn. You have to bring your own non-alcoholic beverage, or there is a vending machine there, too, if you'd like.
Okay.
But I'd like to tell you a little bit about Iron-Jawed Angels. And it tells the true and remarkable little-known story of a group of passionate ladies, Alice Paul and her friend Lucy Burns, who put their lives on the line to get the right for American women to vote.
Those aren't names that we usually hear when we talk about the right to vote for women. So this should be really interesting to find out more than we've usually heard.
Yes, and they literally put their lives on the line. They tried to get Carrie Chapman Catt involved and Anna Howard Shaw, and had some... These older women didn't quite have the same views as they did, but they fought hard, and they even went up against Wilson at the time, who was the president at the time, and they fought so hard. They actually went to jail and just suffered unsurmountable.
Did either of them quit eating? I know that's something that some of them did.
Yes. Lucy Burns was put in solitary confinement when she was put in jail. Well, they had a parade, and that kind of invoked a riot because, of course, the men were so against this. And the one, Senator Layton, was very prominent at the time, and his wife got involved in this, and she started making donations. And he didn't like that at all, so he cut off her allowance. But she still kept on fighting for them, and eventually she walked out on him, and she got involved, and Alice Paul and Mrs. Layton were on a picket line, and they got arrested. They got attacked by a mob, and then they were imprisoned. They were thrown into solitary confinement for breaking a window for some fresh air. So Alice Paul went on a hunger strike, and she was denied counsel, placed in a straitjacket, and subjected to examination by a psychiatric ward. But the doctor told President Wilson that she showed no signs of mania or delusion or whatever, so she was returned to the prison's general population. And then she led the other gals on a hunger strike. So the warden began to force feed them, and we saw this in the movie, and you would not believe force feeding. It is just totally cruel. And but she found a sympathetic guard, and she wrote a note. And this guard brought her some pen and paper, and she wrote a note. Well, the Senator Layton finally decided maybe he should come visit his wife in prison, and he was just appalled by her condition and what they were going through. And during their meeting, she slipped him this note. And so then he was instrumental in, you know, getting them out of there. And
so it almost gives me goosebumps to think about this, because this is a real story. This isn't somebody's fiction, somebody's imagination. This is a real happening.
Right. This is something that... is little known, actually, as to really what women went through. And we just felt that this was something, this is the 100th anniversary this year of women's getting the right to vote. And we just thought that this, we were so impressed with this movie that we thought we wanted to people back here to see it too.
Okay. And I'll ask again, but the date that it's on is?
It's on Wednesday evening, October 24th, and it's at the Iowa Western Community College. and join us at 6:30 for free popcorn, and the movie will start promptly at 7.
And is it about 2 hours long?
It's about 2 hours long, right. And we need an RSVP on this because seating is limited. So we're asking to call Iowa Atlantic BPW at 249-1480 by October 15th. So we can get all this seating arranged.
October 15th, that's next Monday.
Right. That's why we wanted to get on your program today.
Got to remind all of us that time goes by so fast. The 15th is the kind of deadline for signing up. And you can imagine, if you've been at Iowa Western, you know this is not as big as a regular theater. So you got to get your name in there. And you don't want to miss this. So we'll remind people again. And Janice, I saw you shaking your head a little bit as Margaret was talking. You saw the movie and you're going.
I did, and I just said we have to show it in Atlantic. To, you know, I'd heard these stories, and Alice Paul did the Equal Rights Amendment and wrote that, and I've heard her name, but I had no idea what they went through for us.
And Margaret was saying, you know, so many men were opposed to this, but there were women opposed to it also.
Yes, there was a lot of women opposed to it, yeah.
So they were out there, and it was a long struggle. It wasn't something that just happened with one incident. Big, long struggle. The other thing I wanted to have you mention, Janice, is that this group in Atlantic, the BPW group, Business and Professional Women, is a big deal in the state.
Yes, it is. Atlantic is the largest local organization of business and professional women in the state of Iowa. We have 45 members.
And they're active members.
Yes, we are active. You'll see us all around town in our green shirts, you know, doing things and raising money. And we give away 3 scholarships each year.
And because, and we'll come back to some of your activities, but because you are so active here, you're also active in the state. You have a meeting coming up this weekend.
Yes, this weekend, the 12th and 13th in Des Moines. We are in charge of providing speakers. So we have Roseanne Bachman, who wrote Driving to Clorinda. She's an Atlantic native. And we have retired General Linda Heminger to speak with us. She's at Cass County Hospital now. But I've known her for years and a wonderful person. So those are our speakers. And Saturday night we'll be raising money for the foundation who gives a scholarship to non-traditional students throughout Iowa. So it's
I think kudos to you. You know, you're all doing all of this work for organization. But that also puts Atlantic in the spotlight when you bring these speakers and they go, those people are from Atlantic.
Yes, we do get on the map. And our state president will be here next on the 17th and do a program on She Matters, which is a study on the status of the women in Iowa. And we'll be meeting at the Heritage House. And if anybody wants to be a guest, just call the number 249-1480, and you'll be welcome to attend.
Okay, and that is on the 17th.
17th.
And what time are you?
It's 6:30.
Okay. So, of course, if you want to be a full-time member, there's some dues and so on and so forth.
Yes.
But you're always welcoming guests.
Yes, if you just want to come and see what we do and, you know.
And one of the things that always impresses me about the local group is how supportive you are of each other. If you want a good friend, I think you become a BPW member.
Yes.
And so that's really great. Good way to meet people as you come to town, too. So.
Right. That's how I got involved.
Great. So, Margaret, we probably need to remind folks about this movie coming up really soon, but the date to get your reservation in is even sooner.
Yes. We need an RSVP by October 15th, which is next Monday. And again, the date of the movie is Wednesday, October 24th. It's at the Iowa Western Community College. We're asking you to be there at 6:30, and there'll be free popcorn. The movie will start promptly at 7 o'clock, and it's approximately 2 hours long. And you can bring your own non-alcoholic drink, or there is a vending machine there, and that you are welcome to use.
And if we want to make a reservation, we need to call
249 1480. Yes.
Right? And get that reservation in by Monday.
Yes.
Do it now.
I forgot to mention some of the people that are in this movie. And Hilary Swank, Frances O'Connor, Julia Ormond, Angelica Houston, and Patrick Dempsey. So we do have some pretty well-known actresses and actors in there.
This isn't just a little home movie.
This is the movie.
Okay, so get your reservation in by this coming Monday, and you can do it anytime. 249-1480.
Yes.
All right.
That's correct.
Thank you so much to Margaret Sontag and Janice Brown for coming in this morning.
Thank you, LaVon. We appreciate this.
Until next time, here's the thought. Anything less than a conscious commitment to the important is an unconscious commitment to the unimportant.